little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Soph. I play an Argyle, and this song's called Being Around.
I can feel it coming.
London band Argyle are our guests on the sessions at Midori House this week, or at least one third of the group is. The shoegazy trio is made up of friends Sophie Nathan, Josh Tyler and Lauren Wilson. They're just about to release their debut album Stranger Today, which they worked on with Liverpool musician Bill Ryder-Jones. Sophie, who also happens to be a member of the indie quartet The Big Moon, swung by armed with her acoustic guitar to break down a few of their tracks back to basics.
I love you. It makes a difference to my life. You being around for me, it does too. I can feel it taking shape. You warm me up and make me safe. I can feel it taking shape. You warm me up. I'm so glad you're okay. I care so much about what you're thinking, and it's tiring. Tell me it's nothing. Well, yeah, I'd love to jump right in, but it's frightening. Tell me it's nothing. It's like a different kind of memory. The way you think and feel and sound and see. I hope you're happy. I really do. It's like a different kind of memory. I'll try to make it better. I get a little lost.
Sophie from Argyle, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you are one of three. There's normally two extra people in tow.
Yeah.
Josh and Lauren.
Yeah.
How did you guys come together?
Josh and I lived in Brighton. And we were friends. He plays bass in the band, but he played guitar at the time. He still does, obviously. And we just would sort of like figure out songs together and like just hang out. Just like covers we like. Like we were doing an Anna Calvi one, I remember. And I'd written some songs and I really wanted him to be in the band, but I didn't want another guitarist. So I was like, you know, would you be up for playing bass? And he just immediately did it and played like he's so good at bass. And so we played together for a bit and then I found Lauren through like a friend of a friend. She joined like a month later and then we had some gigs lined up. So it was just like practice boot camp for a month. And then since then we've just been together.
And you're about to release your debut album, Stranger Today.
Yeah.
Where does the name for Stranger Today come from?
It's a lyric in a song called Level that's on the record.
Mm.
So I told a stranger today. It's one of our favourite songs. Like, it's an old one, but I think it's quite nostalgic for us. Like, if we haven't played it for months, then we don't really have to think about it. We'll just sort of, when we come back to it, it just comes out quite naturally. And I wanted to use a lyric from one of the songs, maybe one that, like, not a song title. Mm. And we had a few options, but we just settled on that one because it was our favourite. This song is called Heat.
Mm-hmm. sidetrack me, take me in. Sidetrack me, breathe me out again. Sidetrack me, take me in. Sidetrack me, swing back round. Sidetrack me, take me in. Sidetrack me, breathe me out again. Sidetrack me, take me in. Sidetrack me, swing back round.
You worked on the album with Bill Ryder-Jones. How did that partnership form?
Our manager, Tim, it was our manager Tim's idea. I think he just thought it would be a really good combo. He'd done stuff with the Witches before, which sounded really great. And so we went up to Liverpool and stayed over with him and had like a day in the studio to see how it was. But it was funny because we went the night before, so we basically had a sleepover with this guy we didn't know in his house. And then the next day I went to record. But I think that was good because then we, like, you know, hung out and got to know each other a bit first. So we had like a little practice day and it was really good.
What's a sleepover at Bill Ryder Jones' house like? Do you have good snacks?
We just had some oven pizzas,
He's a fun guy though. He's coming.
He provided snacks actually.
No?
Oh, yeah.
Bill.
Next time I'm there, yeah. He did make me a really nice chili another time though, so.
Okay, makes up for it.
Yeah. He's a good lad.
How did your sound develop when you were working with him? What sort of influence did he have on the album?
We didn't expect anything to change because we've been playing these songs a while and we sort of lived with them and just sort of thought that was how it was, but he actually added a lot, like a lot of guitar stuff, like some guitar lines, a lot of kind of droney sounds that fell out of the songs. Like I think he transformed it. I can't imagine them being without those parts now.
I mean, the songs on the album sound different from how you've just played them today. They're a lot heavier, grungier, kind of shoegazy. I guess you kind of sound like they are born out of you guys in a room together, jamming together. Yeah. But I read that actually in the beginning you were kind of, it was all done quite fragmentally, you'd send each other ideas and you wouldn't be getting together that often.
Yeah.
Have you found that making that album has really cemented that process of making music together for you?
I think so, yeah. I mean, at the start I'd just write the songs and then either send them Josh and Lauren demos or then get together and practice and they'd like make up their parts and stuff. But because Lauren lived in, we all live in London now, because Lauren lived in London as well and everyone's really busy, we just like we never had like the luxury of being in like a practice room for like a week and just like experimenting. But actually the recording process was more experimental than I thought it would be. And I think it's opened up a door to that, like to just sort of try things out more and experiment with it rather than... I think I'm less precious now as well.
This song's called I Really Like It.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Sophie Nathan from Our Girl. Their debut album, Stranger Today, is out on August the 17th on Cannibal Hymns. You can catch the band live supporting Bill Ryder-Jones this September and at a handful of festival dates this summer. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. We'll be back with more live music next week, but for now, thanks for listening.
Are you gonna make me wait? Like that on purpose. Now it's really fucking late. I really like it. I really like you. I really want it. I really